went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Building 400, and we're Suite 404. So when you come into the building, we're the very first office on your right. And if you want to call me, you can call me directly. The best phone number is my cell phone number. That's area code 845-561-2225. That is the phone that I will answer directly. If you want to email me, you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Come to a free healthcare class every Tuesday evening at 6:30. I don't care how you get there. I just want you to get the understanding that you need. So please reach out, and I'm happy to answer your questions, and you'll be pleasantly surprised by the amount of time that I will give you and the patience that I will show you in an effort to answer your misunderstandings related to your health. And that's the purpose of this show. It's called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And so we've put this show together. We've been doing it for quite a number of years in a number of different states. And now we're doing it down here in Pooler, Savannah, the low country area. And the man that helps me do that, the man behind the scenes, the man who puts the questions and the topics together and hopefully creates clarity for you, the listener. He's a very talented man. He's a very inquisitive individual, and he's a very good friend of mine, somebody that I love and appreciate. His name is Mark Sabin. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. It's such a great thing to be able to be here with you and to have these conversations. And last week, you were talking about one of your patients that had come in with some troubling Lyme disease, and that he had been working, I think, for like 3 years trying to get rid of this thing and getting tested for this and that, and no results in terms of getting rid of the Lyme disease. And you said on the show that you were able to get rid of that Lyme disease with three simple treatments and basically within a week get rid of the Lyme. So I wanted to have a whole conversation today about this troubling disease and the diagnosis that people have of this tick-borne illness called Lyme disease.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. There are a number of people who are suffering from it, and it continues to do the medical treatment, which continues to prove to be truly ineffective. So we definitely should talk about this topic today, and I want to create clarity for the listener, and I think this will be a very valuable show.
I mean, it might be impossible to escape from the bite of one of these ticks. I mean, they're so small, and I mean, even though perhaps only a minute percentage of the ticks actually carry the Lyme, it's become a major problem across much of the country.
And it has, which is interesting. Since I moved to Georgia a little over a year, almost a year and a half ago, and the number of people that I have treated with the diagnosis of Lyme and the effectiveness of what I do for them. And I would have never expected to see so much Lyme in the Savannah, Georgia vicinity area there. New York, yes. Connecticut, yes. Rhode Island, yes. Massachusetts, yes. New Jersey, even Pennsylvania, yes. I wouldn't have expected it in Georgia, so that in itself has been surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, originally Lyme disease was named after a city or a town in Connecticut where they first discovered it, and that's why it's called Lyme disease.
Correct.
So what exactly is it?
Lyme disease is a complex syndrome that impacts people differently depending upon where it affects the person themselves. Medicine defines Lyme as an inflammatory disease characterized at first by a rash, headaches, fever, and chills, and later by possible arthritis and neurological and cardiac disorders caused by bacteria that are transmitted by ticks.
And that bacteria, it seems like it's not the same the way it affects different people. It affects them differently.
Well, yeah, because we have to appreciate, Mark, that as much as you and I are both male,
mm-hmm.
we're different.
Yeah.
Because we're just different. So what, you have certain foods that you like that maybe I don't like, and maybe I have foods that I like that you don't like. Why? Because we're different. We're different. So things affect us differently, okay? We may sit together and watch a movie, and it may impact you a particular way because of your the way you were raised and your belief system and your memories and all of those mm-hmm. emotional realities, and it would affect me differently. And, you know, it's interesting when we have a movie that impacts people universally and it becomes a really, really high-grossing movie because everybody wants to go see it because everybody's going to have a very similar response. But for the most part, every body is different. Every body grows differently, is fed differently, exercises differently, has different stresses. And so, yeah, it impacts bodies differently.
But, you know, I guess the confusion for me is because when I think of something like, let's say, tonsillitis or strep throat, if I get a strep throat or you get a strep throat, it's in our throat. It's not like it's going to attack your heart or your liver.
As far as you know, Mark.
Yeah.
I've seen patients over the years who've come into my office who had strep infections when they were a little kid.
Yeah.
And I find that strep is the underlying reason for why they have a problem somewhere else in their body. And I ask them about the strep, and they're like, how would you know I had strep? And it's like, well, your body's telling me that you've had strep, and it's actually still affecting you. Oh, no, I had a really bad case of it when I was a kid. They had to treat it for like 3 months. But no, it went away. I'm like, no, it didn't go away. It went deeper and affected you differently, and this is why you have the issues that you have here today.
And that's one of the things that the fact that it goes deeper is one of the things that's been happening with Lyme disease and why people get the long-term problems that they
right,
have.
Because the medical treatment has driven it deeper into the system. And if it's deeper into the system, it's going to rear its ugly head at a later date in a different way, in a different manner. And 9 times out of 10, you know, it's very, very hard nowadays to diagnose Lyme disease. And sometimes the tests will come back with false negatives. And, it's just a ridiculous circumstance that we are experiencing in this country. And I say it's ridiculous because I've seen how simple it is to actually truly, truly, truly address and fix to the point where it's no longer an issue. When I've had patients of mine go get independent testing after I'm done because mm-hmm. they're questioning whether they're Lyme. I'm telling you, you're free of Lyme. You don't have Lyme. Well, I don't know that I agree with that. Well, good. Go have a test. So they go have a test, or they don't even tell me they went and had a test.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had patients call me and say, Dr. Rick, I want you to know that I went and had an independent test for Lyme, and all my bands came back negative. I said, so what do you take away from that? She's like, the treatment actually worked. I'm like, of course it worked. Mm-hmm. I knew that. I'm glad you went and got the validation, so now you can relax and go about your business and not worry about it. But you also spent a crap load of money going to have the testing done, because the test itself isn't cheap, and you're going to get both tests done, and they may have to send the blood out of state in order for it to get properly evaluated.
Mm-hmm. Now, the notion that the disease is able to go into different places, is that and difficult to diagnose, is that because it's able to hide from the test, or it transforms itself in different ways?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because from my perspective, you know, I don't have billions of dollars to do independent research and use high-powered electron microscopes to see the mechanisms of what's going on. I use the results that the nervous system indicates to me to help me appreciate what's going on, where it's going on, etc. And so in the three-step process that I use with people, we evaluate just the body's ability to recognize it. And so the challenge in diagnosing Lyme's disease is the fact that if you've been exposed to Lyme, theoretically, every band should test positive.
What's a band?
Well, it's just the way that they test, and mm-hmm. you know, there's a bunch of different what they call bands that indicate whether you have a positive response or not. Mm-hmm. And they'll evaluate, I think it's a total of 9 different bands, and you only have one or two of those bands, and they'll say that you have a positive Lyme test, but it's not a severe Lyme or what have you. And it's just like, okay, well, give the immune system a little bit of time, or maybe the immune system isn't going to recognize it the way that it's supposed to, so it's not going to come back the traditional way that you would think in a test, the way that the test is set up.
So, the test actually measures the immune system response, not
right,
the disease?
Right. It doesn't measure the actual bacterium. It measures the immune response. So all blood tests are looking at immune response themselves. And if you've had if you get a blood test for Lyme disease within 3 weeks of getting bitten, you'll have a negative test. So if a doctor says, well, we just pulled a tick off you, we're going to run a blood test on you, they're actually wasting the money, because it's going to come back negative. Why? Because the body hasn't had enough time to develop a sufficient immune response to have a positive test. So if they find a tick on you and you think that you may have Lyme disease, you're going to want to wait at least 4 weeks before you go have the blood test, because that's how long it will take for the immune system to develop the sufficient response to have a positive test.
Be able to measure it.
And so once you have a positive test, then the question is well, what you're going to do? Allopathic medicine, traditional medicine's perspective is, well, it's a bacterium. Well, it's actually a spirochete that they've now decided to call a bacterium, and so they're going to throw antibiotics at it. They may throw 30 days of oral antibiotics as an initial treatment, and then they'll see if it went away or not, and that's going to create its own set of problems by upsetting the digestive system, which we've talked about
mm-hmm.
many times. And so if it comes back that you're still experiencing symptoms, then they're going to go to the harsher guns. They're going to go to the harsher treatment. They're going to hook you up to an IV, and they're going to do IV antibiotics for mm-hmm. a period of time. And what research has shown is that more antibiotics doesn't have any better effect than the initial antibiotics. If the antibiotics didn't get rid of it, more antibiotics isn't going to get rid of it. But most doctors don't understand that. They're going to go with the standard of care, which is giving the person antibiotics.
Yeah, I've heard people that have had course after course of antibiotics, each one another level
right.
more extreme, and then of course it has incredible consequences in a person's body.
Correct. And what the antibiotics do is they actually suppress the immune system. So if you're suppressing
right.
or lowering the effectiveness and the recognition system of the immune system to do its job, then pathogens can be in the system and they can run around and hide. Why? Because the effectiveness of the immune recognition system has been corrupted. So that's when a person gets chronic Lyme.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of what I do to help somebody with that, is the first thing we got to do is we have to get their body to acknowledge that it actually has Lyme. And we do that by doing a simple procedure that I do in the office. I don't have the methods on the radio to explain it that's going to give it any level of service whatsoever. Suffice to say that we get the nervous system to acknowledge that, yes, this is something that we have that's creating a weakness and wreaking havoc within the system. Now, once we've gotten the body to acknowledge that, the second treatment, which will be roughly 24 hours later or longer, depending upon their schedule, I need the body to adapt to and develop a sufficient immune response to the first treatment before we do the second treatment. The second treatment is to actually go through the body and find all the areas in the body that Lyme is affecting you. So it may be in your neck, it may be in your right shoulder, but not your left shoulder, but it may be in your left elbow, but not your right elbow. It may be in both wrists, it may be in your ankles, it may be in your knees, it may be in the lower part of your spine, it may be in your heart, it may be in your spleen, it may be in all the different areas in your body. We're going to evaluate every aspect of your body to find out, well, where is Lyme affecting you? And we're going to do a second treatment to get the immune system to acknowledge that. So we got the first treatment, which is the general treatment. The second treatment is the specific, no matter how many places in the body, we're going to locate all of them. And then after roughly 24 to 48 hours, they come back for the third treatment. The third treatment is, where does these pathogens like to go run and hide where they can be safe from the immune recognition system so that they can come out after the immune storm has passed? Those are called reservoirs. So we locate the reservoir where the Lyme disease is hiding, where the Borrelia burgdorferi is hiding, and we will treat that. And once we've treated the body, all the areas within the body and the reservoir, and we give them the appropriate food supplement, it's only one that's going to help to get the Lyme out of the body, now the person can actually heal. And they do.
And so you're really, if I understand this correctly, you're helping the body's immune system actually get rid of this disease, the spirochete.
Yeah, I'm helping the system that God gave you do its job. It's a funny, there's a mentor of mine, Dr. Scott Walker. He developed a technique called neuroemotional technique, and mm-hmm. he's out in California. And I really love Scott. I miss Scott. I haven't seen Scott in a number of years just because our paths haven't crossed. But Scott has such a unique way of looking at the body and asking the right questions. And the phrase that he came up with a number of years ago, which I keep quoting because it's just so appropriate, God does the healing. And the doctor takes the fee.
Mm-hmm.
God does the healing. And the doctor takes the fee.
And it's interesting because in order for God to do the healing in the scenario that we're talking about, it's about being able to open up the channels of communication, understanding, perception.
Recognition
so that what is there to support the immune system, to support God's natural way, it is open to being able to can be activated.
Right. And so what I do is I help facilitate that process
mm-hmm.
and the body does its job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not months and months and months of treatment. And it's not dealing with the consequences of that suppressive treatment that never worked to begin with. It's mm-hmm. none of that. It's fix the problem
mm-hmm.
and enable the person to go back to their life.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 done. Mm-hmm. Have a nice life. Call me if you need anything.
It's, you know, just to try to make a really simplistic equation to help understand this, it's, you know, your body is meant to function in the way that it functions to keep you alive.
Correct.
And every day you get hungry. And what do you do to support your body's natural function? You eat. If you don't eat, eventually you will expire. So it's very
naked
important.
Naked and Afraid has proven that. You know, they'll let them go a maximum of 40 days. They won't let them go 41. Why? Because 41, now you're talking serious issues.
Yeah. So we always have to support nature's way, God's way, no matter what you're talking about. Whether it's just normal survival, forget about a health consequence or Lyme disease or anything else. We have to support God's way. And what you're talking about is now you're talking about a health concern where you have something that your body has to fight off because it doesn't belong in your body, and you just simply have to support that natural process as
right.
opposed to interfere with the natural process and then create these disruptions.
Right, which is unfortunately 90% of traditional modern allopathic medicine is about mm-hmm. interfering with. It's about blocking. It's about shutting off. It's about overstimulating. It's mm-hmm. about whatever their methods are. And I and my other alternative healthcare practitioners don't have the ability to intervene the way that medicine intervenes because we're not licensed to prescribe pharmaceutical chemicals.
I imagine if you were licensed, you wouldn't do it anyway.
No, I definitely wouldn't. Why would I go against God's natural ability to get the body to do what it's supposed to do? I have so much love, passion, insight, and understanding of the power of God because I work with it every day in my office. And the miracles that happen, you know, patients are nice enough to thank me for it. And I'm like, you're the one who did the healing. I just simply pointed you in the right direction and encouraged you enough to go walk the steps that you needed to walk. You know, mm-hmm. you're absolutely starving and you don't realize that right behind you was a 7-course meal. And all I did was ask you to turn around. So you could thank me for helping you find food. But in the end of the day, maybe you would have turned around on your own. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, back on the subject of Lyme, it sounds like it's very difficult in the medical world to diagnose it. Is it the same in the practice that you have, that it's difficult to diagnose?
My office, it takes less than 30 seconds. One of the things that I bring with me to every patient visit in my office or when I go up to New York and travel up there, I bring that with me in my luggage, et cetera, is I bring my Lyme test kit.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because now that it's moved all over the country and gone beyond just Lyme, Connecticut, and, you know, mm-hmm. Now that it's, again, it surprised me how many people down here in the Poole or Georgia area suffer with Lyme. Knowing that, you know, that's one of the questions that I ask in an evaluation. It's like, okay, if this person has vague symptoms, if there's no reason in their history for me to think that it could be Lyme, then I don't necessarily test them. But if somebody's got vague symptoms and they've had a whole bunch of tests and they don't necessarily know what it is, and, you know, down in the Poole or Savannah area, the doctor doesn't think Lyme because that's not necessarily what they would have had the same understanding. I wouldn't think that Lyme would be a problem down here. And it's like, okay, well, it got to expand my level of understanding. It could be a problem. So good. Now we ask that question regularly. And once we find it, okay, your body's indicating Lyme. Oh, my God, what do we have to do? Well, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. It's just a simple 3-step process, but we're going to put you through that process. Well, should we go get a blood test? If you want. It's not going to change what we're going to do. How about if we just do it without spending the money on the test and you just start to feel better, then you can just attribute it to, yeah, okay, maybe I did have Lyme. Like, there was a time in my life where I actually had Lyme that was affecting my heart. It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
To find that Lyme was affecting my heart. So I treated myself for Lyme, and I went back to the practitioner that helped me understand it, and he was like, well, I don't know what you did, but you don't have it anymore. And I'm like, well, that's because you don't necessarily understand what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, if you want the understanding, I'm happy to give you the understanding, but I don't want to cloud or confuse what methodologies and procedures you have in your office. But if you want things simplified, just come see me and I'll simplify it for you.
It's so interesting that, you know, in my research for this show, one of the things that I discovered was that 55% of the cases of the tests of Lyme's don't indicate Lyme.
Right.
So the error factor in trying to find out whether somebody has Lyme is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And then you have the false negatives, you have false positives. There's all kinds of issues. So
right. So the nice thing about what I do in my office is it doesn't involve a blood test. Okay. It's a muscle response test. And if you expose a person to the pathogens of Borrelia burgdorferi, of the deer ticks themselves, or specifically the frequency of Lyme disease, and the person's body weakens or inhibits, I know that their body is dealing with Lyme. And again, we put them through this 3-step process, and now all of a sudden everything disappears and they start to feel better. And then they function better and their life comes back. Their brain turns back on. Their ability to perform physical activity comes back. Their passion for life returns. All of these things go away.
Is that true of somebody that's had a long-standing case as well?
Oh, their body is just absolutely has really no true interest in living anymore. And when you turn that back on,
mm-hmm.
okay, and their zest for life comes back, and their engaging in life comes back, that's just so wonderful to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine it would have to be. Well, this is, you know, it's such a fascinating topic, and it is one that is affecting so many people now. As you said, now you're seeing cases in Georgia where nobody ever thought that Lyme would be reaching that far south, but it is a problem. And it's interesting. I had one more question before we go to break, and that was, if somebody was to take the process, the three-step process that you're talking about, what are the negative consequences of doing that if you didn't really need it? Are there negative consequences? Yeah, in other words, if you were to do that treatment process, are there side effects?
No, there's absolutely no side effects to what I do. I suppose a perceived negative could be that they get well and they're, I don't know. I
mean, if you didn't need it, let's say you didn't have Lyme disease and you did
this. Oh, it's not going to affect you in a negative sense, but at the end of the day, the integrity of what it is that I do is, if your body has a negative muscle response test to Lyme,
mm-hmm.
I'm confident that you have Lyme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't need to send you for expensive tests. If you want to get the expensive test, if your insurance will cover the expensive test, then if you want to go get it, fine, go get it. But my job is, again, and this is hard for people to wrap their head around, but I'll say it again until people start to wrap their head around it. My job is to minimize your healthcare costs, not maximize them, minimize them. If I can get rid of Lyme for $350, does anybody have issue with that? Somebody may have issue with, I can't afford the $350. Well, good. If you can demonstrate to me that that's a true burden to you, okay, then chances are, the goodness of my heart, I'll just fix you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just because that's what I'm here to do.
That's what you're here to do. Well, this is a great conversation. Let's take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to get a little more into our discussion about Lyme disease.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. And if you have health questions or a health issue and you're looking for answers, consider what this commercial says, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Dr. Richard Huntoon, your host for When Your Health Matters. If you have health concerns and would like to help them in a natural, non-drug way, I personally invite you to come to a free healthcare class held at my office every Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. For a complete list of topics, go to spineboy.com or call 845-561-BACK or 561-2225 to get information on your next free class, When Your Health Matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400, and if you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone. It's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. You can come to a free healthcare class, as that last commercial talked about, every Tuesday evening at 6:30. However you want to get a hold of me, take the time to get a hold of me, and I'll help you make sense out of your difficult health concern and teach you how to get rid of it once and for all in the simplest, most cost-effective way possible. And so today, Mark and I have been talking about a very interesting disease that's, you know, it's in epidemic portions around the country, evidently, and so many people are getting treated the wrong way and are creating more dire consequences as a result. And of course, we're talking about Lyme disease. And Mark, I'm sure you have other things you want to clarify.
Well, one thing that could really help to clarify what the understanding of the disease is, what are some of the symptoms that you might be experiencing that would lead you to think you have Lyme disease?
Well, there are standard symptoms that come along with it, things like fever and aches and feeling chills, neurological symptoms that seem to be vague that don't necessarily correlate with any kind of, neurological disease. respiratory type symptoms that are vague, cardiovascular symptoms, people with irregular heartbeats and that kind of stuff, you may want to consider just seeing if you have cardiac Lyme, so to speak. Muscular system symptoms, the longer it's there, the more vague and nonspecific the symptoms may be. Fatigue, that's really a big one. So,
Now, one of the things that that I understand about Lyme disease is that when the initial tick bite happens, that there is a bullseye. Is that always the case that there's a bullseye?
No. And that's the problem. The bullseye rash will show up. And that's a direct indicator that you've been bitten by a tick that is probably carrying the Borrelia burgdorferi. But I'll tell you what, I had Lyme disease that was affecting my heart. And I can tell you that I've never understood myself to have been bitten by a tick. I'm very conscious of my body. I'm very aware of it. I look at my whole body before and after getting in and out of the shower. I'm aware of what goes on with every aspect of my body on a daily basis. I never, ever had any kind of bullseye rash at any time anywhere on my body, and yet I still had Lyme, and it's had located to affect my cardiovascular system. And between working with a homeopath in that stage in my career and then developing my protocol specifically for Lyme, which is really why it developed, was I was like, I'm not going to become a statistic associated with this disease. Good, you told me I have the disease. I'm going to go back to my office and I'm going to find a way to fix this and fix this once and for all. And that's essentially what I learned to do, and I've been doing it for the better part of close to 20 years now, very 100% effectiveness on everybody that I've dealt with over the years.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I understood about the ticks is that if you are able to remove the tick within a 24-hour period, that the Lyme can't transmit to your body. Is that true, or is that a false understanding?
May or may not be true. I don't know how they can quantify that, because realistically, it's going to take at least 3 weeks for your body to develop the appropriate immune response to being exposed to the spirochete that's gotten into your bloodstream. I don't know how they can quantify saying that, okay, when you're bit by a tick and it's, you know, burrowed into you and it's sitting there and it's going to start to feed off of you, but it hasn't done that yet. If we pull it off within the first 24 hours, that you won't have contracted. I don't know how they can quantify that.
Yeah.
So I don't know that that's true. I can't say that it's false, but it just doesn't sound like it holds any water to me.
And I think ultimately it's not going to matter. If you have Lyme disease, you have Lyme disease.
Right.
So now, how would you know that it was Lyme disease and not something else?
Well, it depends upon what kind of practitioner you go to. Okay, I had a gentleman in my office last week, that we got rid of his Lyme within the three visits that I talk about. And he was using a functional medicine practitioner for a number of years. I think it was like 3 years. And he and his mom brought me all of his lab work. And I looked at all of his lab work, and God bless them, they did a lot of testing, because that's what functional medicine practitioners do. Lots of testing. And so they did lots of testing, thousands of dollars in testing. Okay. And after 3 years, he was still dealing with Lyme. When he came into my office, we simply tested him for Lyme, and he tested positive for Lyme. And then it was like, okay, this is what we need to do. And they were both like, well, that makes sense. And thank you for explaining that to me, because even the doctor we've been with, we love the doctor that we've been to. They've tried diligently, but they just weren't the right person for the job, kind of thing. But they had spent thousands and thousands of dollars in lab testing. And so it's like, if you go for the testing, you need the ELISA test and the Western blot test, and you want to get both tests done. And just because they're negative doesn't mean that you don't have it. If it's done before the bodies develop a strong enough immune response, then they will come back negative. And, you know, it's a combination of things that helps a person to understand whether they have Lyme or not. And if the practitioner has the understanding, then it will be a combination of things for themselves. For me, it's a simple test in the office after I've done an adequate history. The history tells me that, this could be related to Lyme. Let me test them for Lyme. Okay, you test positive for Lyme. That's associated with what you're dealing with. Or you've tested negative for Lyme. Good news. You don't have Lyme. Well, good. That was one of the things I was wondering. You know,
I understand that the symptoms can just wax and wane and move from one body system to another, and that can make it even more difficult, at least for a traditional doctor, to be able to find it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If it's gotten into the bloodstream, it can affect any tissue in your body, which is why the second phase of what we do to eliminate it is we check every tissue within the body to determine if is there any Lyme going on here? Is this is anybody trying to hide here? And come on out if you have Lyme in this part of the body. And when we identify that and get the immune system to recognize it, well, good. Then the system's 99% on its way to getting done with.
Mm-hmm. Now, so many people have gone through and they've had Lyme disease. Then they go through an antibiotic treatment, but then. Even if that was to work, and we're not saying that it would or wouldn't, but even if it was to work, you would have consequences from having taken the antibiotics.
Huge consequences.
And those can disrupt your system in a whole host of ways.
Well, it's going to disrupt your body's ability to heal. So even though they may have, quote, gotten rid of the Lyme, my thought is they didn't get rid of it. They just drove it deeper into the system, and now the immune system doesn't recognize it because it's not typically a place the immune system would have that kind of response. Once they've driven it deeper into the system, it's not a question of if they're going to develop a sequela of that. It's just a question of when. And if they're eating crappy food, it'll probably show up sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. If they're eating healthy food, that may also stimulate it. Why? Because now you're feeding the immune system. It's going to become stronger. Then it can develop an appropriate response. And it's just, you know, everybody's different. Like we said at the beginning of the show, everybody is different. And we need to appreciate that everybody's going to have a different response, and that's why we want to, you know, treat them as a person, not as a disease, not based on their symptoms, but based upon what their body indicates.
So if you're treated for Lyme disease, how long does it take for a person to recover from it?
Again, that's going to depend on the kind of provider that you're talking to. If you're talking to a medical provider, they're going to say that you've recovered. If you're talking to somebody like myself, okay, like we have said, we want to deal with the consequences of that antibiotic therapy. We want to fix the digestive system and the consequences that manifest as a result of the imbalance created in the digestive system. And, you know, when you have a dysbiosis caused by antibiotics, you're looking at 9 to 12 months minimum just to restore balance to the intestinal system.
So that's from the antibiotic perspective. If you have not gone down that route, and you have Lyme disease, and let's say you've had it for a few years, like this fellow that you had talked about with the functional medicine, and you get rid of the disease, say, in a week.
Right.
But then the body needs time to recover its strength and recuperate. What's that process like, and how do you support that process?
That's going to be different for each individual depending upon what kind of other things they have going on. Mm-hmm. If a person's been suppressing their symptoms for a number of years, okay, they have more than one problem, okay? They have the consequences of the suppression of treatment
right. That's
going to manifest, and then it's like, okay, well, how do we unwind that? Okay, so we're in the process right now. This gentleman's going to get ready to go away to school, and mom and he wanted to be ready and be in the full recovery phase by the time he gets to go away to school, and that's not going to be an issue. But the thing that I said to him and his mom is he has a stronger affinity for what health is now than if he'd never had a health problem, so he's going to make health much more of a priority. Why? Because he knows what it feels like to feel like crap.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to feel that way anymore. So he's going to go in the opposite direction, and he's going to be more diligent and more mindful and more conscious of the kinds of foods he puts into his body and the way that he treats his body in an effort to have a body that functions well. And so I'm excited for him for the simple fact that he's highly motivated to become as strong as he can possibly become. Sometimes other people aren't that motivated. Oh, I got to fix that now too. Oh, darn. And then, so how many things do I have to fix? How long do you think that's going to take? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you have a functional dysbiosis as a result of antibiotic ingestion, you're talking 6 to 9 months. I mean, 9 to 12 months minimal.
Minimum.
Okay. If you have other consequences, if you have complicating factors, that like you're on lifetime medication and all this, that, and the other thing, it's going to take longer than that. If you are somebody that's a sugarholic and you consume alcohol on a regular basis because that's the adult form of sugar, okay, it will take longer than that. I mean, these are things that we have conversations about. We show the people what all their consequences of their lifestyle is and what they need to do in order to remedy those things. And once they have the understanding, the ball's in their court. You can do the right thing and get well quickly, or you can do the wrong thing. And, you know, the nice thing is the people that I see, like the ones that I go see up in New York once a month, every single one of those people is very, very highly motivated, which is why they come see me. Mm-hmm. They come see me for their Hun tune-up, and they stay well because they don't ever want to be sick again, because they've already gone through the sickness and they've already gone through the recovery. And so what do? They maintain their health by doing the things that we've educated them on so that they don't get sick. And 99% of the people that I see haven't been sick in years.
Yeah.
And the ones that are coming into my practice, they want to get, I get a serving of that to go, please?
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been seriously ill, you know that you might get rid of the actual whatever the disease situation that you have, or if you've had surgery, the surgery is done in a few hours, but the recovery can take months or even years.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, this is a great conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to conclude this show with some more questions about Lyme disease.
Absolutely, but please listen to the commercial from our generous sponsor. And if you are suffering with Lyme and you want to come to a free healthcare class to get that confirmation and even discuss with me the simple three-step process, the unique three-step process that we bring people through, please consider this commercial and give my office a call and sign up for a free healthcare class. And I would look forward to meeting you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, where we serve all your healthcare needs naturally. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. You can come to a free healthcare class like we just mentioned. Those are Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the office. You can call me directly at 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. So we've been talking about Lyme disease today, and Mark, I'm sure you have more questions.
Yeah, you know, I guess we've talked a little bit about what people may have gone through if they've had Lyme disease and were treated from their medical doctor. And so for the most part, those people have been taking antibiotics. And those to reduce the stress on the stomach of taking antibiotics, I've heard of things like green tea compounds and turmeric and things like that that can help mitigate some of the consequences of that antibiotic treatment. What is your opinion about those?
Those are going to be good for anti-inflammation and that kind of stuff. The most important thing that anybody can take on a daily basis every time they eat for the rest of their life is a probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the 14 different digestive system disruptors that destroy the good bacteria that's in our bowel system that helps normal digestion and assimilation of food, we trash that 14 different ways every single day of our lives. So what do we need to do in order to rectify that? We need to put back good bacteria every day, several times a day. And I say you should take a probiotic with breakfast, a probiotic with lunch, and a probiotic with dinner, for as long as your health is important to you. And I can assure you one thing. When you are healthy, keep doing what you're doing. When you get sickness and start to have problems, there's nothing you won't do in order to get back to being healthy. So if you are already, this is what you need to do to stay there. And if you're not already there, then this is what you need to do to get there. So getting there and staying there, the main thing that you can do is take a probiotic, and that will help you get there, and that will help you stay there.
It's interesting that, you know, since I've known you over the last number of years, this is something you've always said, and now what I'm seeing more and more, advertisements for probiotics on the television, the fact that, oh, the yogurt has probiotics. But in point of fact, not all probiotics are made equal.
No, not all probiotics are, and that's the interesting thing about it is that you know, companies understand the benefits and the necessity for them, so they'll crank out a product as cheaply and as cost effective as possible, and you know, they may sell it for not all that much, or they may go in the other direction and sell it for maximum dollars and brand themselves as being the best and brightest in the industry, this, that, and the other thing, all in an effort to drive sales. And when it's about driving sales with no actual functional results associated with what it is that you're taking, to me, that's a little frustrating, and it's a little immoral, and it's a lot of unethical. And I actually have three different articles on my website specific about probiotics and why you would need them and what they're good for and all of those kinds of things. And I've been recommending probiotics even since before I went away to college. And you either understand it or you don't understand it. I listened to Dr. Radio, and they were actually talking about the microbiome, and I was like, this is going to be an awesome conversation. Good, medicine's finally waking up too.
Uh-huh.
And the foremost expert that they were interviewing, somebody called in and asked, and what's, you know, probiotics, what do you feel about them, and where should you get them, and how long should you take them, and how often should you take them? And this foremost expert, his response was, probiotics, yeah, that's going to be a waste of money. Your body will balance itself out on its own based upon just the way that you go about living. And I damn near drove off the road while I was listening to that. I'm like, this is the foremost medical expert on the microbiome, and he's saying that you don't need a probiotic? What a misdirector. What is that about? How can you be the foremost expert and be so ignorant and give that kind of poor advice to your listening audience like it's nothing? And I was absolutely appalled by the fact that this is the foremost expert saying, yeah, just continue eating the food that you eat and your microbiome will go to back to balance on its own. And no, you don't need a probiotic. And he was of the mindset that the antibiotics doesn't really disrupt the digestive system either. And I was just like, and this is your expert.
Just the name antibiotic is because it kills bacteria.
Anti meaning against, biotic meaning life.
And the fact is that we have been taught that bacteria means bad, but in point of fact, most bacteria is actually helpful to us and necessary for our survival.
All bacteria is good for us in the proper ratios. It's when we disrupt the ratios that then we start to have consequences of that disrupted ratio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, you have an E. coli bacterium in your colon and you'll be healthy. Take that E. coli bacterium out of your colon and put it someplace else, and you're going to develop issues.
So being in the proper place, the proper time, and the proper amount all matters.
Imagine that, Mark.
That's amazing.
That sounds so simplistic.
I know it does. And in point of fact, I mean, what we've been talking about in terms of the natural treatment for Lyme disease is really sounds like a very simple process. If it can happen over three treatments and in a week's time, it must be a fairly simple way of treating it, but enormously effective.
Enormously effective. Like I said, I've had independent testing done. Testing that has absolutely nothing to do with me because I'm not going to send you for an expensive test, but...
Mm-hmm.
I've had independent patients go for independent testing to independent labs and have the test come back and confirm that they no longer have Lyme, that there's no trace of Lyme in their system, and that, you know, they've been totally, quote, remedied of Lyme. Mm-hmm. And so it's very validating for me. I don't need those tests in order to have the validation because the way that the person feels and their ability to go back to their life and live a normal life and the thanks that they give me for that is validation enough. But there are those people out there who like to truly have scientific evidence or what have you, and it's like, okay, fine, go spend money on the tests. And when it comes back negative and you want to share with me the fact that it came back negative, well, good. Now we can talk about what it's going to mean to truly recover your health, not just simply no longer have Lyme.
Mm-hmm. Now, beyond the treatment that you do, are there other alternative practitioners that have other treatments that are effective against Lyme, like acupuncture, things
like
that?
Well, knowing what I know about God and knowing that God made more than one way to go from point A to point B, mm-hmm. and you can have a high road, you can have a low road, you can have a middle of the road, you can, you know, whatever the case is, I'm sure there's other methodologies. It's not what I do in the office, so I can't really speak to them. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily. I know that acupuncture is tremendously effective if you find the right practitioner who knows what they're doing. If you find a master acupuncturist, they will do the job. They will be able to explain the job. They will be able to tell you exactly what each needle is being put in this particular point, why we're putting it in this point, what this formulation of needles placed strategically in your body is going to do for your body. That's a master acupuncturist. If you go to a master, if you go to a regular acupuncturist who's just got protocols that says, okay, if this is the disease, these are the seven different points that we're going to stimulate, and we're going to do that three times over the next period of time, and that's going to, quote, treat you, okay? They're treating you. They're not fixing you. They're somebody that's a technician. They're not a master. And so it, again, depends upon the type of practitioner that you're dealing with. If you're mm-hmm. dealing with a short-order cook, you should not expect to get gourmet from a short-order cook. You go to a gourmet chef, okay, now you're going to get a gourmet meal.
Yeah. Exactly.
You go to somebody that flips burgers for a living, they may be the best burger flipper in the world, but if they don't go outside of their burger flipping, they're certainly not going to create a 12-course mm-hmm. meal that's going to be beyond anything you've ever had before.
Now, what about herbal medicines and herbal remedies?
God, like I said, God has created more than one solution. There's herbs, there's homeopathics, there's naturopathic stuff, there's nutritional stuff, there's acupuncture, there's the kind of work that I do, you know, mm-hmm. it's you need to find the right suitable practitioner, okay? Different isn't wrong, different's just different. Mm-hmm. If it can still get you to the same place, okay, you could go by plane, you could go by train, you could go by car, you could go by bike, you could go by motorbike, you can go by foot, you can go horseback. You can still get to where you're going, it's just a different mode to get there. Personally, if I want to go from Savannah to New York, I just assume take a plane. Not the planes I took this past week, but I'd certainly like to take a direct flight.
Right.
Okay, because that's the most efficient way to get there. I try to offer people the most efficient way possible. I'm always updating what I'm doing. I'm always going to seminars to learn what the latest, greatest, newest level of understanding is. And if I need to modify what I'm doing, I modify it for the better of the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this three-step Lyme disease protocol process that I do in my office has been 100% effective, and I have no reason to change it at this point.
Well, that's really good to know. And, for anybody that is maybe out there that may be suffering from Lyme disease, may suspect they might have Lyme disease, and that's you're certainly not limited to just being able to treat that, but it is one of the questions that you can get answered if they come and see you. If somebody is looking for those answers and would like to contact you, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way is to call my cell phone directly. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you're one of these texting type people, please don't text me because my phone doesn't receive texts. I'm sorry for that. You're going to have to call me because I want to talk to you. I don't want to get cryptic text messages anyway. If you are interested in sending me that kind of material, good. Send it to my email. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. Come to a free class. Come to the office itself. I don't care how you get there. I just want you to get there if you have a question that needs answering. So I want to thank you for tuning in as a listener. I appreciate your listenership. I want to invite you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. We will have more important topics for you to consider when your health matters. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to speaking with you again next week. When your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will?
Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor!